It's Monday, November 15th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The FBI breached and starts sending out emails with legit headers, and Gartner shows how fast we're getting to cloud first. This is the business of tech. I don't like starting the week with a security segment, but when the FBI are hit themselves, well, that feels like the top story. Bureau email servers were hacked and used to distribute spam email impersonating FBI warnings that the recipient's network was breached and data was stolen. Pretending to warn about a sophisticated chain attack, the message warns about a threat from the head of security research of the dark web intelligence companies Nightlion and Shadowbite. The headers are from internal FBI servers, and the FBI did confirm the emails are fake and they're working to resolve the issue. The hacker used a misconfiguration in the law enforcement enterprise portal. The goal was likely to discredit that individual. Showing their commitment to cyber efforts, the U.S. has joined the Paris Call for Trust and Security in Cyberspace, which was established in 2018 to create international norms and laws for cybersecurity and warfare. The Trump administration had previously declined to join. The DOJ announced a Russian man convicted on wire fraud and money laundering charges for his role in the MethBot digital advertising scheme, and he was sentenced to 10 years in prison on Wednesday. It's not all good news from the government. An audit by the General Accountability Office finds that the U.S. Education Department needs to update its plans for responding to cyber attacks against grade schools, as they face a slew of online threats, including ransomware, denial of service attacks, email scams, and pandemic area concerns like disruptions to virtual learning environments. Its planning documents have not been updated since 2010. The audit also revealed that the department believes that protecting schools is CISA's responsibility. The FTC has shared guidance for small businesses on how to secure their networks from ransomware attacks by blocking threat actors' attempts to exploit vulnerabilities using social engineering or exploits targeting technology. The first step businesses are advised to take to fend off such attacks is to ensure their tech teams follow the best practices outlined by CISA in their ransomware guide and the fact sheet on rising ransomware threat to operational technology assets. The second step, addressing the employee's exploitable human nature, is to train staff to recognize the tricks ransomware operators use to infiltrate their target's network, including phishing messages that deliver malware designed to deploy backdoors on infected systems. That from Bleeping Computer. Now, why do we care? The FBI hack causes huge confusion, as they're the points of contact. I'd anticipate there's a lot of help desk issues across the U.S. right now from that one. The insight from the Department of Education is that assigning responsibility matters. One can see how the department would believe CISA oversees cybersecurity, and how others might see the department as the one to take responsibility. If roles aren't clearly defined, no one is in charge. The FTC guidance is another resource for use with clients. The list is ever-growing. Resources from CISA, the FTC, the SBA, all singing a chorus of addressing cybersecurity. Use the resources. The other news I wanted to cover today is from Gartner. The changes that Gartner says are on the horizon will mean major shifts in the way that the world does business over the next few years, the result of which, Gartner said, will be more than 85% of organizations embracing a cloud-first strategy by 2025, and 95% of new digital workloads being deployed on cloud-native platforms, up from 30% in 2021. Also in the report, by 2025, 70% of new applications developed by organizations will use low-code or no-code technologies, up from less than 25% in 2020. Now, why do we care? This is the area we care about today, clear data showing the state of play. 95% of new workloads cloud native by 2025 and 85% embracing the strategy. As we stare at 2022, that's only 3 years away. And that's why we care, the accelerant of the trend that was happening. This is planning season, so are you planning to get there? Are you cloud first, cloud only? How soon will you be there? Because the market will be there fully in 3 years. And as technology providers, this doesn't feel like one you want to be last for. Cybersecurity for small business has become overwhelming. Unprecedented threats, escalating rhetoric, and limited resources. None of us can battle alone. Lean on your community at Calyptic Security. The Calyptic's Community Shield automatically unites small businesses and raises the costs and challenges for cybercriminals by harnessing threat intelligence from our community. If they attack any one of us, everyone gets the benefit with Community Shield. The best part? No added cost. By working together, we will prevail. Learn more at Calyptics.com and tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. I will be back again tomorrow with another roundup. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPRadio.com/engage.